today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salaam alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And on a special occasion, today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. So congratulations to all of you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. First, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 15th of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen a little about the 10th Imam of Shia. The imaginations of those who imagine are lost. The sight of those who see is short. The descriptions of those who describe disintegrate, and the words of the falsifiers vanish. Before understanding the wonder of his estate or being able to reach the height of his station. These were the words of Ali, son of Imam Javad, peace be upon him, while answering a question about the Almighty Allah. Imam al-Jawad, the ninth Imam, stated, "The Imam after me is my son, Ali. His command is my command, his words are my words, and obedience to him is obedience to me." The 10th Imam was known by many titles which designated his virtuous qualities. Two of the most famous of these titles were Al-Hadi, that means the guide, and Al-Naqi, that means the pure. Throughout his life, Imam Al-Hadi proactively worked to nourish the hearts and minds of the believers with divine wisdom. The Imam's words and actions called for an elevation of awareness towards realizing the purpose of life. By helping others reflect on the changing, impermanent nature of the world, Imam al-Hadi reminded people of the hereafter. As the Imam, peace be upon him, said, "The world is a market. Some people gained in it, while others lost." Dear brothers and sisters, listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, I express my congratulations to all of you on the happy occasion of birthday anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him.
A man by the name of Abdul Rahman from the city in Iran called Isfahan. He was a devout lover of Al-Imam Salamullah Alayhi, of Ahlul Bayt. He was asked, "Why is it that you love Aliyul Hadi Alayhi Salam? You consider him as an Imam when there are so many denominations, so many people calling for justice or righthood. Many people, even in this day and age, look at the Islam alone. So many denominations, each one claims to be the truth. Why is it that he is the one?" He says, when I was young, I was very poor, but I had a sharp tongue. So one day they kicked me out of the city of Isfahan. They told me, don't come back here anymore. And in fact, they forced me to go all the way to the Khalifa in Samarra. They wanted to complain of me. He says, when I was there at the Khalifa's court, I saw people kind of going in, coming out. Something didn't look normal. I asked, what's going on today? Something doesn't look normal today. They told me the Khalifa al-Mutawakkil al-Abbasi has summoned a man by the name of Ali al-Hadi, salamullahi alayhi. I told him, who is this man Ali al-Hadi? They said, he is of the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And the Shia, they consider him as an imam. This is their imam. He said, I wanted to see, who is this man? What does he look like? Why is everyone so concerned? People are going back and forth. And they told me, this person I asked, he told me, the Khalifa has ordered him to come, and maybe we're thinking he wants to kill him. That's why, we're thinking he wants to kill him. He said, I sat there, I was waiting for this man to arrive. He came. When I saw him, when I first saw him, his love fell into my heart. Just looking at him, subhanAllah. His love fell in my heart. And I started to pray to Allah, Ya Allah, protect him from this ruler. Save him from this ruler. Don't let him get hurt. I started praying between me and myself. Nobody knew. Quietly, silently. He said, I saw this man. He walked by me. He looked at me and smiled and said, Allah has accepted your dua and He will reward you for this dua with long life and prosperity and wealth and children. He said, when he told me this, I fell down. How did he know what was going through my mind? He said, people told me, what's the matter? I said, nothing, nothing. And he will be blessed in dunya and in akhirah. This Abdurrahman says, I was not a follower of the imam. I was not one of his followers. But the mere looking at him, his love fell into my heart. He says, indeed, Allah saved him. He was not killed. He left. And I was released. I came back to Isfahan. All of the sudden, money started to come at me, right, left, and center. To the point where one room in my house, in one room, I have what we call today 1 million dirham. In Arabic, at the time, they did not have the word million. They would say 1,000, 1,000. Alf or alf. It says, in one room in my house today, I have alf or alf dirham. And now I am over 70 years old. And I have 10 children. So everything he said about me has been fulfilled. And he read my mind. So indeed, I will follow this man. Because he is haqq. Is haqq. This is the revelation of the truth. Just the mere presence of the Imam salamullahi alayhi reveals haqq.
Special day, our hearts full of pleasure, a day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever.
In this part of today's special, we'll listen to the special moral features of the Imam, peace be upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was unique in asceticism, devotion and prayers, so that when the agents of Mutawakkil, the Abbasid Caliph, attacked his house, they saw him busy praying in a simple room. He had a great attachment with the Holy Quran. Whenever he was free from the works of the people, he would recite the Holy Quran. He conducted people with a smiling and bloom face. He attended and helped the afflicted ones. Sometimes he would grant up to have knots, needy and problem-striking people, so that when Mutawakkil sent 30,000 dinars for him, he gave all of it to a needy and poor Arab. the mother of Mutawakkil had become fascinated by devotion and faith of Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him. On the day when Mutawakkil fell ill, the physicians got unable regarding his treatment. His mother sent Fattah to Imam's house to request him for a medicine. The Imam recommended a medicine by which Mutawakkil was treated, and all the physicians were astonished. His mother sent 1,000 dinars as a gratitude. He distributed all of that money among the afflicted ones. I express my congratulations to all of you, dear brothers and sisters, on a special occasion. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him. Again, congratulations especially to all Shia Muslims.
Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him, and unseen aids. One day, one of the flatter and glib-tongued person said to Mutawakkil, "Why do you command your court officers to honor Imam? And when he arrives, they must raise the curtains and open the doors for him. This itself is against your conduct. Let Imam come and go like the rest of the people so that he loses his worth in the eyes of the people." Mutawakkil agreed to his demand and ordered his officials not to hold the curtains and open the doors while the Imam, peace be upon him, comes or leaves. One day, one of his servants came rushing to him and said, "The Imam is coming," and to whichever part of the court he arrives, the door open and curtain are drawn automatically. This thing attracted the attention of all, and if this continues on, the superiority and supremacy of the Imam will become clear and evident to all. Thus, your government will be endangered. Mutawakkil at once ordered that the officials must adopt the previous conduct with the Imam and honor him more than ever.
Assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to be looking at the marriage of our 10th Imam, Ali al-Hadi alayhi salam, and his wife, Lady Salsan alayhi salam. Lady Salsan alayhi salam was from North Africa, with most narrations pointing to the fact that she was from Egypt, and she was a former slave who was freed by the Ahl al-Bayt alayhi salam. Once again, our Imams alayhim as-salam, they teach us the valuable lesson that racism should not exist within our communities and especially not within our marriages. The main thing that our Imams alayhim as-salam looked for in a spouse was piety. And as narrated by the great Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi, Lady Salsan alayhi as-salam had the utmost level of righteousness, devotedness, and piety. So much so, the people would refer back to her concerning matters relating to the religion. Subhanallah. But not only that, but even Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam greatly praised his wife and said of her, "Salsan is free from any flaws, impurities, and faults." Now, for an Imam of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to say this about an individual shows the love and respect that he gave towards her as a wife. And he points to the fact that actually she is a great role model for Muslims everywhere. Lady Salsan alayhi as-salam, she struggled alongside her beloved husband and family. She endured the hardships of being forced to travel from Medina to Samarra to be put under house arrest. She witnessed the brutality and disrespect done towards Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam by al-Mutawakkil al-Abbasi, but she stayed as a rock to her husband. Many of us may have problems within our marriages and hardships, but my dear brothers and sisters, use the marriage of Imam al-Hadi and Lady Sausan alayhim as-salam to inspire and motivate you. Show kindness, compassion, and sensitivity to your spouse, as the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have taught us to do so. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for joining us. That was another episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon. So, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Faces full of laughter, the pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in deed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in deed. For this is the day of